Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. This is your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we're back at it again with another great episode for you, and you already know who's with me. It's the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. 1-3, a.k.a. Mr. Toi, a.k.a. Mr. Donovan Jackson, dropping hot beats for the city as always. Please make sure you guys keep up with his current projects. He has some new stuff coming for you guys soon, so please be prepared for it. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I had a pretty simple episode for you guys, probably easier said than done, but I think it's something that, you know, we all just have to learn to practice. So the first part of it is acceptance, accepting people for who they are. I think that's something that we all truly have to actually practice in life, because a lot of times we get upset because people don't do things that we want them to do, or we expect them to do, or do things the way that we would do it. And that right there is something that's not good, because that constantly keeps us in a state of judgment, and we're constantly judging others, and that's not something that we need to do. We need to learn to let go of that judgment and just let people do things the way they want to do it, you know. So prime example for me is I'm on the football field, you know, I ref and sometimes coach flag football if needed, and it's cool, you know, I love to do it. But then sometimes I do find myself a little irritated with some of the plays that the coaches call or some of the things that the coaches do, and I just kind of be like, in the back of my mind, I'd be like, man, if you just do this or if you just do that, you can get yourself a touchdown, you can get you some more yards. But the coach is stuck in his ways and has his own vision of how things should work out and how things should play out. And my duty as a ref is just to step back and let the game go and just run the game. You know, sometimes I throw out a little tip every now and then, like, yo, coach, maybe you should try reverse, or, you know, this person's over here is open all the time. If you throw the ball this way, or don't go as deep, make them go short. Whatever the case may be, I'll throw it out there. But at the end of the day, I can't make the coach practice that. I can't make the coach implement what I just suggested, you know. So I have to let people just do what they do and just hope that they get the outcome that they're looking for, that they deserve, that they're trying to achieve, you know. And, you know, that comes with a lot of things in life, you know, doing the dishes, cooking dinner, how people clean up, you know. Like me personally, I start off with the counters and then I work my way to the floors, and then, or, you know, I'm a little different, but, you know, I do it a little different. But my mom cleaned up, when I watch her clean up, she starts off with one room at a time. She completes one room completely, and then she moves on to the next one, completes that room completely, moves on to the next one. And for me, it's kind of like, you know, man, you got to do the same task over and over, why not just do it all at one time? But for her, you know, it's probably more of the idea that she's knocking out it in sections, knocking it out in chunks, you know. And who am I to judge her cleaning techniques, because at the end of the day, she cleans up amazingly and it looks way better than I did, for sure, you know. So it's like, let people do what they do, you know. Some people don't like to read, some people don't like audiobooks, you know. Some people, they prefer to play video game than watch TV. Some people prefer to go out than to have a quiet night at home, you know, but at the end of the day, I cannot judge them for what they decide to do and for letting them for who they are. You know, I just have to love them for who they are and for what they want to do and do whatever that makes them happy. So I think that's something we all truly need to practice on, just loving people for who they are. You know, we all know sometimes our grandparents can be grumpy, but love them for being that grumpy old person that just wants to see their grandchild do the right thing, you know. Everybody knows sometimes our moms can ask a lot of questions, but, you know, love her for being concerning the way she is, because a lot of times we don't have those questions being asked to us, and it's our mom way of showing that she loves us, and, you know, she can't control us like she used to, so she's going to do what she can to still be a part of our life. So, you know, let people do what they do. And then my second part of it is what works for you, you know. You got to let people do what they do, but at the same time, you have to do what works for you as well. You know, my morning routine works for me. I get up, I read the Bible, I read this daily Stoic book, I do a little meditation, and then I start my day. You know, if I don't do that in the morning, I feel like my morning is off. But you know, that works for me. Other people, they maybe like to do that at night before they go to bed. They like to read, journal, and do what they do before they go to bed. And you know what? That works for them. For me, it doesn't work because I'm too tired by then. I'm a little drowsy and I can't focus. But in the morning time, I feel like my mind is clear, my heart is alert, and I can just actually absorb what I need to absorb before I start the day and just have a little lesson or mindset of how to go through the day, you know. But that works for me. One comedian I was listening to, I can't remember his name right now, but I still remember his little joke a little bit. He was talking about, you know, how we judge people based off their beliefs and stuff, and we have to just let people believe what they believe, because if they're still a good human, what does it matter? And the joke was, you know, if I ever run into somebody that says, I believe there's a 20-foot purple and orange monster that follows me around, and if I do anything wrong, it's going to smack me in the back of my head and give me a wedgie. So that's why I continue to try to be a good human being and treat people with love, kindness, and respect. You know, yes, I'm going to question it and be like, that's a interesting logic right there. Let's talk about that. But at the same time, I'm not going to try to discourage him from it, because that what works for him. You know, that's what keeps him being a good human, you know. Like a lot of times some people, I'm on the flag football field and they're like, oh my gosh, I know you're probably tired and stuff. I'm like, no, you know, for me, this is community service. For me, this is a workout. You know, for me, this is my opportunity to give back to the community and help out the kids and continue to do the sport that I love. You know, I'm not playing, but I'm still participating, and it feels good to participate. And other people look at me like I'm crazy, like, wow, you're different. How do you do that? And I'm like, yes, you're right. I am different. I'm unique in my own way. So I'm going to do what works for me, because this is what works for me. You know, a lot of times I don't get up and eat right away. Like other people, they get up and go straight to the kitchen. That doesn't work for me, but I do what works for me. A cup of tea at night, that works for me. You know, other people love a nice double shot of espresso in the morning. That works for them, but it doesn't work for me because it makes me too jittery. It makes me crash. So I have to learn what works for me. And I suggest that we all do the same. What works for you? You know, a lot of times, you know, you think about the vegan, and the vegan sees meat all over the place and people eating burgers and stuff, and they could give in and be like, you know what, I want a burger. But at the end of the day, they know that ground beef is not good for my stomach and messes my stomach up, and these vegetables are good for me, and this works for me. So I'm gonna do what works for me, no matter what anybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, it makes me a good person and keeps me on this great path that I'm meant to be on. So what works for me? What works for you? Sit back and ask yourself, what works for you? You know, some people are creative in the morning. Some people are creative at night. A lot of times my creativity comes at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night for some odd reason. I don't know, but it works for me. So I just kind of adjust to it and let it work for me. I don't like to hit the gym all the time. Sometimes I like to just take a walk and let my mind marinate. And that works for me. So, you know, I'm going to continue to do what works for me. I'm going to let people do what works for them. But, you know, the challenge is finding out what works for you. And can you let go of trying to assume what people should be doing and just accepting them for who they are? So Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's today's message. I hope that resonated with somebody out there today. If it did, please reach out to us on the website, or on the website, on the IG, Google. You already know how to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on my own Instagram, Facebook, email, jkspodcast702@gmail.com. But I hope you guys had an amazing day, a marvelous evening, a splendid afternoon. Make sure to do what works for you and accept people for who they are. And then just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.